Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about 4th of July events at Lake Darling. So do you have anything specific planned at Lake Darling for 4th of July?
We don't have anything formally planned at this time, but, you know, we'll be around in the campground doing some interpretive stuff, whether it be, last couple weeks we've been taking some snakes down that we found, or I've got a couple of furs that we'll take around and show people and things like that. So it'll just be more of kind of some informal interpretation opportunities, but we don't have any like formal programs scheduled right now. So,
how are the campsite reservations looking like for over 4th of July?
Well, our reservable sites are full. They filled up probably 3 months ago when that reservation window opened up. The first-come, first-serve sites that we have that, again, are not reservable, those actually filled up the first thing this morning. So our electrical and full hookup campsites are completely full for the weekend, but we do still have some non-electric sites available.
So apart from the non-electric sites, there's no campsites left at Lake Darling for the weekend?
No, that would be it. That is all. We were hoping to have our cabins, or at least our old cabins, opened up by this weekend, but it's just not looking like that's going to happen. So we just have the 80 sites in the campground available, and of those, only about, like I said, 8 or 9 or so, the non-electric ones are the only ones that are available.
So is that normal, or does that seem like a lot for this year?
I would say it's very normal with these holiday weekends, the big three with Memorial Day, Labor Day, and 4th of July. The big three fill up extremely quickly and extremely early. But with that being said, it has been just an overall very busy summer here at the park. And when the forecast is nice for the weekend, our electrical and full hookup sites, they fill up regardless if it's a holiday or not. So it's to be expected for the holiday weekends, but it's kind of fitting right in with how the summer's been going out here so far.
When do you think the old and new cabins will be ready to go?
Sure. I know we got a lot of people excited and interested in using them. The old cabins, we're working with the engineer right now to determine a date to be able to open those up. And that should be hopefully within the next week or week and a half, I would imagine, being able to open up the old cabins. The new cabins, they're still working through the final items there on their punch list to kind of get them finished up. And then we have to go ahead and move in the furniture and place the fire rings and picnic tables and just everything kind of upfitting the cabins per se. And it'll probably take about another month and a half to get those done and completed. So we're shooting, the end of July would be ideal, but it's looking like it might be within the first couple of weeks of August to where we'll be able to release those for reservations and then for people to be able to use them.
The new ones will be all-season cabins, right?
Absolutely. Those will be year-round cabins with the two bedrooms and kitchens and bathrooms. They will be excellent units to be able to use throughout the winter even.
You do boat rentals at Lake Darling as well, correct?
Yes, we do boat rentals. This year we're kind of limited on having it open as compared to last year. We are only open at the boathouse on Saturdays and Sundays. On Saturdays, we go from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. with the last boats going out at 6 p.m. And then on Sundays, we're open again at 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And last boats go out at 3 p.m. So our hours are a little bit limited, but so far there have been a lot of people taking advantage of the rental opportunities out here.
Will boat rentals be available over the 4th of July?
I missed. Okay, that was for the typical weekend. Yes,
okay.
For the Monday, the 4th of July, yes, we will be open that day as well, probably from 11 a.m. until 4 or 5 p.m., I would assume.
So are boat rentals something that people can reserve, or is that more of a first-come, first-serve?
We do all the boat rentals on a first-come, first-serve basis. That's for all of our paddle boats, canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards. So we just do it all on an hourly basis and first-come, first-serve as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Nothing that really comes to mind. We're just looking forward to a very busy weekend, and hopefully a lot of folks come out and visit the park and find, there's an activity out here for everybody. And if folks have questions, feel free to call us here at the park office or just flag one of us down here at the park, and we'll do our best to answer those. And we just hope people have an enjoyable and a safe 4th of July holiday weekend.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.